Oh.
Family First, how can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? It's Jose Alicea. I guess I was assigned to you.
Okay.
For the application.
Yeah, who did you just speak to? Jasmine?
Jasmine, yes.
Let me just see here.
Okay.
Let me just see. Bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. So my name is Jira. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator going forward with the process. Any questions or concerns that you may have, I'm here to help you out. Are you looking to get services for yourself or somebody else?
Yes, my mother.
Your mother. Okay. And you're going to be helping her going forward?
Yes.
Okay. And is there any information that you have about the process already that you want further clarification on, or you don't know anything and want me to go over it with you?
Well, I asked Jasmine, because I set up a called Medicaid broker, I believe that's his name. And I did the application and so forth, which they set up the date for next week to come see my mom.
What day?
Next week. No, Monday. So
okay.
She's going to, I guess, whoever's coming in, they're going to speak to her, find out, get all the information they need, and that's what I know.
All right, so the process, getting onto the waiver is a process, right?
Right.
They're going to have to see if she's medically and financially approved. Now, the county looks at the financial, and the broker looks at the medical. This first assessment is just to see, you know, go over everything with your mom. She's going to need a doctor's note. Now, they're going to tell her all about this by the assessment. They even may have asked her by the call when she scheduled the assessment for a doctor's number so they can fax over some paperwork. But what I can offer you is it's faster. I can have one of my doctors give you a call and just do it with you over the phone if that's something you're interested in.
Okay.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
Go over the stuff?
Yeah, it's like a doctor's form that the broker needs, and the doctor has it. They're just going to ask you the questions over the phone.
Oh, so my mom could do that over the phone?
Correct, yes.
So she don't need the other doctor then, right?
She don't, no.
Oh, okay. So I'm right here. I just got to my mom again. So let me, we could do that if you want.
Does your mom speak English? Is she fully fluent?
Yes, she speaks Spanish. I mean, I could translate if you like.
No,
I don't know
okay.
if that would be suitable.
The notes, just what to put on the notes.
Huh? Excuse me?
I just need to know what to put on the notes. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, because she does speak Spanish. So the only thing is, since I'll be there, maybe I could translate.
Uh-huh.
I'll get all the information you need. I mean, I got most of it, but all you need is, like, the medication she takes, insurance, whether she gets like Social Security or what kind of pension she has, right?
What's the patient's name?
Her name is Lillian.
Okay.
Lillian right. Cologne. Oh, what do you need? All right,
got you. Okay, so let me schedule to have the telehealth doctor reach you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them your number, okay?
Sure. So, not to cut you off, but the doctor, so there's no telling when he's going to call, right?
No, they're going to call their schedule first. So just look out for that call.
Okay.
It may be like a New York. It's going to be like a New York number, okay? So look out for that.
Okay. So it could be any day, right?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah, that'd
Aponte
be cool.
Is the last name? Colon
yes.
Aponte?
Yes.
Is that one name? Like, one last name?
No, no. It's Lillian J. It's a middle name. And Colon and Aponte is the last name. Both. Colon and Aponte is both last names.
Colon Aponte is one name or two names?
No, it's two names. Two names.
Okay.
Spanish people got like two last names. I don't know. Sometimes they have two names or two last names.
Okay. And can you confirm her date of birth for me?
Yes. Okay, one second. Let me go back in. Her date of birth is September 27, 1945.
Okay. All right. So, Jose, let's break it down for a second. I'm scheduling to have the doctor call you after this broker assessment. She's going to have another assessment with another company called Irian Aging. Okay.
So, because I'd be skeptical when it comes to people calling me with a number that I'm not, recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And I get seen, I don't answer. What's the name of the company?
Irian Aging. I'm not sure what number they're going to call you at, but I would say within this
okay.
process, you should try and be a little bit more lenient with the calls because you don't want to miss these
sure.
calls either.
Okay.
All right. So I went ahead and
Arian,
I request...
Irian what?
Aging. But that's going to be after this assessment. You don't have to worry
okay,
about
no
it.
Okay, no problem. Sure.
Okay. Now, in addition to all of that, sir, she's going to need to submit financial paperwork. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just ask you this. Let's go in order. When's the assessment next week? You said Monday?
Yes, Monday. Between 11 and 1.
Okay. Let me tell you. So the county is going to need financial paperwork. This is what they request from everybody. It's not personal. It's just what part of the process.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I don't mind going over some of the things that they may need, just so we have it. Maybe we could start getting it ready,
right.
So you'll be set, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is your mom married right now?
No. She's separate.
Is she divorced?
No, divorced.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
She's divorced.
She's divorced. Okay, so they're going to need a divorce decree, okay? She's going to need to submit a divorce decree.
Okay. Okay. No.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, she was asking me something.
Okay. So is that something you're going to be able to get?
Tú tienes los papeles de divorcio.
Oh, no, no tengo papeles porque tú fuiste porque no me da un lugar.
No? Well, yeah, it's going to be kind of difficult for her to get.
Why is
because,
that?
Porque para consulta de divorcio, él no tenía un copia ni papeles.
Ni copia me dio. Porque si él me mandó los papeles,
¿verdad?
Entonces, pues yo... Yo quise, tú sabes, fui. Yo si lo hubiese querido, no hubiese tenido ningún problema. ¿Qué pasó? Quería la
palabra de eso. Oh, so what happened is she went to a notary. Ajá. ¿Y no te dio el papel de ellos?
El papel yo te lo
mandé
con el amigo de él, me mandé los papeles del divorcio. O sea, ajá.
Él lo firmó o no firmó. Well, she has no clue right now. Come, she said she went to a notary, got the paperwork and did everything. Then she had given the file, I guess, the information to supposedly the husband, friend at the time, his companion. So I don't know what happened. ¿Y qué pasó? Él lo firmó y todo. Pero que interior, pero si él no firmó eso, no decía que está divorciada. Because, let me get this right. So for her to be, per se, legally divorced, she has to he has to sign the contract as well, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, él lo que te mandó el papel. Pero lo firmó también. Ok, eso sí. ¿Y qué pasó?
Y se lo olvida un amigo de la Pedro.
Ajá.
Que lo diga ahí cuando lo viera. Pues yo, que fue ese papel, yo no sé quién lo va a dar a otro sitio, porque él no se divorció para ti, se divorció con... Esos divorcios se hacen por otro sitio.
Oh, so what happened, they did a divorce, but it was to some type of, I don't know, she has no clue, like a company or, but what happened that it wasn't her that she did was signed it and did it in a notary and made sure that it was notarized and so forth and then gave it back to him. So he went and mailed it out or sent it to some department or so forth, and that's the only thing she knows. But she never received a copy.
But is she legally divorced?
She said she thinks she is because she signed the papers. But to me, you're supposed to get a copy. Anything that you sign that is notarized and so forth, you have to get a copy, especially getting it before.
So I need her to work on trying to get a copy of the divorce decree. Okay?
Okay, so, wow, that's going to be kind of...
So try your best. Let's go down the list, okay? But that's going to be one
okay,
thing
go
that
ahead.
She's going to need. Does she own a home?
No, she rents.
Okay. Does she make more than $1,980 a month?
She gets Social Security.
But does she make more than $1,980 a month?
¿Cuánto tú coges en el seguro social?
Si ayer, ahora como subió con 801, seguro social.
Okay.
Pero ese time completa con 213, que viene siendo como 1013.
All right, so she makes like 1,013.
Okay, that's fine. Does she have more than $8,000 in her savings account?
No.
Okay. Does she have a burial account agreement?
¿Tú tienes eso como de cuando tú te, like a life insurance, you mean? Or?
No. No, this is like money put aside for in case she passes on for a funeral or something like that.
Oh, ¿tú tienes algo, dinero, que tú pones cuando si algo te pasa a ti, que eso cubre maybe el cementerio? No, she doesn't.
Okay. Does she have life insurance?
Yeah. She does.
Okay. So she's going to need the current value and current face values and current cash values of the life insurance policy.
Okay.
All right.
So you're telling me that, not to cut you off or trying to slow the whole process, but this same information, we had to go through this with the doctor as well?
No, the doctor's going to just fill out a form. That's easy peasy. This is just for the county.
Oh, this is, we're going to have to go through this no matter what.
Yeah, correct. We need to say, let me just break it down. She has to be medically approved and financially approved. The medically approved, you're getting your first assessment next week. I'm also having another doctor call you because you need a form filled out. That's getting done, okay?
Okay.
Financials is going to be after. The county is going to need a lot of information, so we're just going over that information so you can start collecting it.
Okay. So, I mean, most likely she get approved because she's, right? Or
it's depending on every case, and it really depends on the county. We can only tell you as much as – we can only tell you what you have to do, and then that's it.
Okay, no problem.
Does she
own any bank account?
I'm going to send you a text message of the entire – of everything that is going to be needed. So you don't have to be busy.
Oh, that's got to be great.
Yeah. next thing she's going to need is – she said she doesn't own a car. Okay, this is going to get a little bit complicated. Okay,
she doesn't own a car. Okay.
Did she ever own a bank account?
She has a bank account.
Okay. From 2020 to 2023, they need a semi-annual look back. What does that mean? They need January and June statements.
Okay.
So that is bank statements. Okay.
Well, 2023, right?
Correct. All the way to present.
Okay. Well, 2020 all the way to 26.
2023, she needs January and June statements. 2024, she needs all the bank statements from 2024 to now.
Okay, I got that.
All right.
All 26, got you.
Okay, now, if any bank account closed within that time, she needs a letter of closure from the bank.
Okay.
Now, all right, I think we're done. Okay? That's basically what she's going to need. Yeah, so far. The council might say she needs something else, but she can just get that. So I'm going to send you a quick hi. This is my number. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'm not answering the phone or something. Just shoot me a text.
Sure.
Okay? I'm going to also send you the list now of financial paperwork she needs to collect.
Okay.
And if you have any questions or concerns, you know to reach out. The faster you get the paperwork together that she needs, okay, the better for her. All right? And, yeah, I look forward to working with you. You're going to be hearing a lot from me in the next couple of weeks. So,
likewise.
Yeah, so we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Take care.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.